Yeah, what do we call it? Ben HaMetzarim. You remember? What they call these days? Ben HaMetzarim.
Unlocking name. Unlocking name.
Now, what has been the word in Ben HaMetzarim?
Sorrow, no?
Mechora, like
see,
name.
When Beit HaMikdash was destroyed,
Sorrow.
A prophet lived at that time. Who was the prophet that witnessed the destruction of Beit HaMikdash?
Yirmiyah
was already predicting the destruction before it was destroyed. But the kingdom was very powerful and strong. He told them, because of the wrongdoing, God told him that this would happen. He was telling the people. People were telling, it's crazy. Such a powerful state, powerful. And he talks about destruction. They did not believe in him that this will happen. They continued to do wrong. And when the time came and Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, he felt very bad for the people. And the king of Babylon knew that he was telling them about it. They didn't listen to him. He treated them in a very, very respectable way. But Yirmiyah didn't like to be different from all his brothers, the Jews, and he was pushing himself among the captive people, and he was going with them to go to exile. How great he was, this Yirmiyah Tzaddik. And he wrote the book that's called Book of Echa. He was in that book of lamentation, he was crying and speaking about the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. In Echa, he described the destruction. And he said how bad it was that when they were running away from the enemy, they ran from out of town. The enemy chased them and caught them at the borderline between one city to another. And he said, Kol Rodefeha. Rodefeha means those enemies that were chasing them. He sigua, caught with them, were Ben HaMetzarim. Metzer in Hebrew. Borderline. Metzarim is a borderline of this city, borderline of this city. And they were caught between, running from one city to another, they were caught between the borderlines of the cities. That means they got them. And God forbid they were torturing them. This is what means Ben HaMetzarim. That's originally the word Ben HaMetzarim was written in the book of Echa. But some books, they say that the prophet meant something else also. The word metzer means border, but metzer means also something else. A person who feels bad with deep sorrow is called metzer. You know the word tzara? Tzara is troubles. A man who is in troubles, he feels bad. That's called metzer. The enemies were chasing them in the days which are between one day of sorrow to another day of sorrow. What are those days? Shiv'ah Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. Shiv'ah Asar B'Tammuz was the beginning of the days of sorrow that the Jewish people went through troubles, because five different things happened in Shiv'ah Asar B'Tammuz in the history of the Jewish people. And five different things happened in Tisha B'Av. And they say different times, but all happened in the same day. Show you how very bad days are those days. Ben HaMetzarim, between the day of Shiv'ah Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, it's called Ben HaMetzarim. That's why these days, always they call them in our books, we are in the days of Ben HaMetzarim. There are so many laws that they apply to these days, to be very careful. A person has a case in a court, if he has a case with a goy, try to eliminate, not to go in these days to the court with him. Because these days are very, very unlucky for the Jewish people. They said it's better to get rid of the goy on this day, postpone the case, the hearing, or whatever it is. The opposite of Adar. Adar, they tell you, go within. The minute comes Rosh Chodesh Adar, you have a guess where to go, go to the court with him. Because much luckier for the Jewish people. This month they say the opposite. In Adar they say, "Mishenechnas Adar marbim besimcha." Mishenechnas Av ma'atim besimcha. When comes the month of Av, you have less of joy and happiness and very unlucky days. There are many, many things to say. Parents should not use force with their children. Even they go further to a rabbi. Those days that they used to use some kind of punishment to children. What is it? Oh, they take a little strap to put on their hand. Listen, they should be very careful not to use it on the days of Ben Mitzrayim. Because a rabbi, it might miss, and instead of hitting him on his eyes, on his hand, will go on his eye. You can never tell. That's why they warn to be very careful, extremely careful on these days. As I said, there are three stages. The Shiva'asa v'tamuz til Rosh Chodesh Av, not as bad as from Rosh Chodesh Av till Tshavi Av. Then from Rosh Chodesh Av till the end of the week before the week that Tshavi Av comes in, worse than the days before. But the week of Tshavi Av itself, much worse. There are certain restrictions more on the week of Tshavi Av. This year, there is no week of Tshavi Av. Why? The week before, Tshavi Av not in it. The week after, Tshavi Av is over. Tshavi Av, there is only one day. Which one? Sunday. Now, what are the difference from Shiva'asa v'tamuz till Tshavi Av? We don't make any kind of party, no music. God forbid, to make a celebration they don't make, except in mitzvah, milah, that there is Ohatan that got married before Shavuot of the Moses, still in the days of his 7 days of the wedding, he can. Some books they said even they can play music at that time because, but the custom is not to. We don't make music, they sing songs by Ma'at instead of music. Now this is from Shiva'asa v'tamuz on. But they are still allowed to eat meat and everything when they are not allowed to eat meat. From Rosh Chodesh Av till Tisha B'Av. Rosh Chodesh itself, the day of Rosh Chodesh, there are two opinions. Some they say including Rosh Chodesh. Some they say no, excluding Rosh Chodesh. We, our custom, that Rosh Chodesh, we eat meat. That means Rosh Chodesh, this week is Friday, we eat meat on Rosh Chodesh. That means really, in fact, the time not to eat meat is only 1 week, from Sunday till Friday. Saturday, even the day of Tshavi Av that comes on Saturday this year, we eat all the meat we want. It's allowed to eat, even if you make a Sauda like a party. As long, of course, no music, Shabbat. But there is big meal. You can have even the last meal before the fast, which is usually what comes in the weekdays, is very, very restricted in many, many ways. Now that comes on Shabbat, no restrictions at all. You can eat any amount of food, any kind of food, because it is Shabbat. Shabbat comes over the day of the fast of Tshavi Av, except one Kippur only, that comes over the Shabbat. If Kippur comes on Shabbat, Tshavi Av comes on Shabbat, no sir. We push it to Sunday this year. Therefore, Shabbat can be everything. If we are not allowed to eat meat, only from coming Sunday up to Friday, all 6 days. Of course, the fast day itself, the following Sunday, it's the first day. The question is, having haircut. Ashkenazim don't have a haircut from Shiva'asa v'tamuz to Tshavi Av. That's not the law for us. We Sephardim, we are permitted to have a haircut till the week of the Tshavi Av. Which means if Tshavi Av comes on Tuesday, till the Friday before. only those 4 days, there's no shave, no haircut or shaving. From Saturday night till Tuesday. This year, Shabbat comes on Shabbat. The fact is, we don't make it Shabbat. We eat all we want. We postpone it for Sunday. Are we allowed to have a haircut? Yes, for us Sephardim, we're allowed to have a haircut even next week. Because that's not the week that we pass for Shabbat. The week after we pass. And the week after Sunday is not allowed to take any haircut. That's the day of the pass. But the day after, we're allowed already. That's already over the day of Shabbat.
Next year, the fast is on Saturday. We postpone it to Sunday. Isn't there a fast where we don't postpone it, we push it ahead?
That's Ta'anit Esther only.
That's for Purim.
Only for Purim. Because Ta'anit Esther, Ta'anit of joy, of happiness. Joy, you make it ahead. But Ta'anit, all these other Ta'aniyot, are Ta'anit of sorrow. Of Pu'anu, they call them in Hebrew. So, push it later. Maybe, who knows, maybe you wouldn't have to. This is the idea. You push it for later. And that's what we do. We push it from Shabbat to Sunday. One Ta'anit only. The Ta'anit is there. They call it Ta'anit Shel Simcha. Pass of joy and happiness. For what Hashem did. Now, comes the day of the, as I said, the week of Shabbat. They don't wash clothes. They don't take a haircut and shave. Doesn't apply this year. Therefore, we are permitted to wash clothes, to do everything. Question comes, person wants to wash, take a bath and shower. Ashkenazim, don't take a bath and shower the whole week of Shabbat. For Mosh Chodesh, just like meat. We don't.
Even before Shabbat?
Even before Shabbat. Ashkenazim don't. We Sephardim do. We wash. Even the Arab Shabbat that comes to Shabbat, we wash with hot water, whatever. Therefore, doesn't apply to us. They said this year there is no Shavua Shahar Bo Shabbat. There is not the din of the week of the Shabbat. Now there is one, comes the Ta'anit. Of course, this applies not only to Shabbat, Shvasa B'Tammuz too, but Shvasa B'Tammuz is already over. Therefore, there is nothing. Many times people are mistaken. They come to the shul, come to pray. And the person knows himself is not going to fast. But in the morning, he didn't eat yet. He started out to pray. To pray all the prayer of Ta'anit, you know, the special part. Comes Sefer Torah. What do you read Sefer Torah? By Ha Moshe, special reading for Ta'ani. They read about when Hashem forgave Israel after they made the Agil. Same thing in our asking forgiveness, and Hashem may forgive us for what we did. Now comes the day of the Ta'ani, no matter if it is Shavuot, Sefer Tammuz, or Shabbat. Shabbat, they read a special reading. Ki Tolid Banim, Uvne Banim, Beno Shantem Ba'aretz. Now, these days that we are reading Sefer Torah, we come people to show we have to sing. Is there at least 6 or 7 people fast? Some books they said must be 10 fasting in order to read the special Sefer Torah. By Har or Kitolit Banim. We, in fact, we do permit if there is 6 people fast and 4 are not fasting, they read by heart. However, if there is 6 fasting and the 4 are not fasting, they must make sure that no one of those who are not fasting will go up to have Aliyah for the Torah. Who goes up to the Torah? The one that in his intention to fast. Even though who did not eat yet. I'm still fasting now. What is fasting? You know yourself you're going to eat later. Don't say I'm fasting. Since you know yourself you are going to eat, it is not counted. If the case is a Kohen, There's no another Kohen, only this. The other Kohen, please, outside. They have to ask him first, are you fasting? He says, no, outside. And then goes Israel instead of Kohen. Or Levi. He does, no, I'm not going to fast. Did you eat? No, not yet. Even though he didn't eat yet, if he has, his intention to eat outside, we do not let him. If they invited him, I should say, oh, I'm sorry. I'm compelled today not to fast. Don't give me the aliyah. Don't walk it for the walk out. He walks out, then they invite somebody else instead of him, Israel. Ishida, the name of the day of the Tani. The Tani, there is a special part for the prayer that they pray. And we read by hand, there's three olim. Three people go up to the Torah. As I said, on the day of Shabbat, they read Kitolid, Banim, Ubne Banim, that's Parashat Vayet Hanan. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, after he told them, how did they come out of Egypt, and Hashem brought them to the Mount Sinai, then he was telling them, remember, I want you to know, will come days they were going to live in Israel. You may stay long over there, and your children will become corrupt. They will burn corrupt and what? They will worship Avodah Zarah. Remember that God, I'm putting witnesses to witness what I'm saying, to testify later on what I told you. That Barminan, you will get lost if you are not going to observe what God tells you. Hasv Shalom, something will happen, you know what will, the result will be. That's what happened. And he said, Veno Shantem Ba'aretz, Veno Shantem, our Lord was counted it in number. Vav is 5. Nun is 56. Vav is 6. Nun is 56. Then, another Vav, 6, that's 62. Then Shin, 300. That's 362. Nun, 50. 406. And so we said 56, now 406. Then Tav is 400, 800. Then Mem 40. Then 896. So this was the number of years that from the time that Israel, Moshe Rabbeinu was talking there, from the time Israel went into Israel, settled in it, till the time they went to the Galut, to exile. He gave them a clue already how long they will live in Eretz Israel before going to the Galut, because they became corrupt. They found everything in the Torah that they talk about the future of this prophet. Then this parasha also, Ketolid Banim Nebanim, no one who is not fasting, who does not intend to fast, can go up to the Torah. Must be only people fasting. The custom of the Syrian people, when they come on Shabbat to read Sefer Torah, they don't invite the person to go to Sefer Torah. He goes by himself. That's why they don't want to invite the day of sorrow, that he should go. But the people volunteer and they run right away to Sefer Torah by themselves without being invited. Of course, they said, this year we can take a haircut anytime except that Sunday or the fast day itself. Every fast, besides the Shavuot and Kippur, begins the fast early in the morning till the night. These are the only two fasts that the fast begins from the day before, which is before the night. That means we fast night and day. Because to show you how strict is the day of Shabbat, that we treat it exactly like a poor. We treat it like a poor. A person must know he should be more strict with it than other Tanya. לפי דעת התלמיות, שבעת תמוז, רק נות לא נשבע עשר בתמוז, תוסף גדליה, תוסף עשרה בטבת, you take it lightly, this past, you don't take it lightly. And you do treat this day, treat this day exactly like Kippur, which means, since we pass from evening to evening, if a person comes to us, Rabbi, do I have to fast? Then wait a minute, why don't you want to fast? We apply the same laws as Kippur. Is there a reason for you not to fast? For what? What's the reason? Let me understand. If the reason for Kippur would be sufficient not to fast, the same thing with Shavuot. Therefore, not like Shavuot, Tammuz, other days, pregnant woman, she doesn't fast. Woman gave birth, you know, the born baby, she doesn't fast. 24 months, she's nursing, no fasting. Come and say, Shavuot, it's not so. They should try to fast. And if they can't, then they ask a rabbi, the rabbi will tell them where they are permitted to eat. This is the name of the fast day. When we come to Shavuot, is more strict than other fast days. Shavuot is forbidden, same thing, and all the things at Kippur is not allowed. You can't eat on Kippur for 24 hours or 25, after we add a little. Same thing with Shavuot. You can drink, you can't apply any kind of lotions or perfume or cologne, not on the hair, not on the body. You can do it on Shavuot also. You fast Kippur, you fast Shavuot. There's another thing that applies the same. Shoes. We do not put any leather shoes. However, we are allowed to put anything that may not be more leather. Could be rubber. Could be even, not necessarily anything like tennis shoes. Could be even those that are thick rubber today. Light walk, those walking shoes that are light. But the trouble with the walking shoes, the top is leather.
Yeah.
Those that they are, there is no, the top is not leather, will be permitted.
Okay. Now, on the market today, there are shoes that look like leather shoes. They have rubber soles, but they're not leather. Is one permitted to wear those?
Yes.
Even married iron?
Yeah. There's no forbidden married iron in this. Therefore, will be permitted. As long as the shoes that he is putting on, there is no leather in it, he is permitted to walk with it on Shavuot. What is forbidden, any part of leather, even on the top, not necessarily the bottom. Sometimes they have a sandal. Sandal at the bottom is not leather. The top, there is some strap of leather, is not allowed to have it on Shavuot. Exactly like Kippur, which and every other Ta'anit. You're allowed to have all these shoes. You are not restricted with the shoes, except the Shavuot and Kippur. They tell you why. Leather shoes, they give more comfort and support to a human being. No question about it. Let's not people mislead you, tell you, hey, I feel, look at that, my sneakers, tennis shoes, so comfortable. Baloney. Comfortable for the minute, it feels soft, but walking and going, being active with them is not the same as with leather shoes. Now even today what they make, sneakers, they make them dry. The leather, the better they are. This is, therefore, Nahilat Sandal is not allowed, only if it is leather. Of course, there's a din that a man cannot be with his wife on the day of the Shabbat, the night of Shabbat, just like Kippur. This is restricted because the Lord said in Kippur, you shall restrict yourself not to have enjoyment, feel a little bit suffering. And this is the opposite of suffering. He wants to enjoy life. They tell him no. Same thing with Shabbat. It's a day of sorrow. Day of very unhappy. Therefore, no. Comes a person and says, oh, Rabbi, I want to do the mitzvah. I make music for mitzvah. Wait a minute. You want to make? There is one thing the Bible told us. There is in Nabi Yeshaya said, Simchu et Yerushalayim, Begilu ba kol ha'aveha, rejoice with Jerusalem at the time that Yerushalayim is going to be rejoicing. Sisu ita, feel happy with Jerusalem at the time that the people of Jerusalem are going to be happy. Kol ha'mitabedim aliyah, all those that they mourn Yerushalayim will come the days that you will be rejoicing with Yerushalayim. Why he added kol ha'mitabedim aliyah, all those who mourn it, to tell you, those who mourn the destruction of Yerushalayim, they will have the merit to celebrate and enjoy the time of the rejoicing, the return of the Jewish people in Jerusalem. If not, they're not. And to the extent that people mourn the destruction of Beit HaMikdash and Jerusalem, to that extent the opposite will have the extension of joy and happiness that they will have. That means the more a person is going to restrict himself from happiness on these days, the more the happier it will be and the end of days. I said another thing also. The more he is going to restrict himself in the days of Ben HaMetzarim with the laws that the Shulchan Aruch told us, the happier it will be throughout the year. The extent of joy and happiness that will be during the year depends on how much does he feel bad during the time of Ben HaMetzarim. That's what it said. The Gemara puts it in a different sentence. Kol ha-mit-abel al Yerushalayim, zoche ve-roe v'smahata. Anyone who mourns, who feels bad for that we lost Yerushalayim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, he will have the merit to see the days when Yerushalayim will be rejoicing again. And I said this year something new that I never said before. Always, the parasha of Pinchas comes in the time of Ben HaMetzarim. And I said, why is that? Very strange thing, because in Pinchas, if you look, Parashah Pinchas, we just read it on Shabbat, because all the holidays of the Jewish people are mentioned in that parasha. Every holiday from Pesach, till the last day of Sukkot, till Simchat Torah. Every day is mentioned in the Parashah Pinchas. And they tell us what are the korbanot that they bring sacrifices. What does it mean? We know that the Jewish people were obligated to bring korbanot every day in Beit HaMikdash. Where did they come, those korbanot? Korbanot sacrifices. Animals. They bought animals and they sacrificed them in Beit HaMikdash. Where did they come? Who bought them?
The people.
The people, how many people went to buy? Representative of the people. Who were representative of the people to buy? The Kohanim. And Beit HaMikdash. Who served in Beit HaMikdash? The Kohanim. The Kohanim go and buy these animals. Well, the Kohanim spend the money to buy this?
No, they have money in the treasury.
Money, every Jew was obligated to bring half of a currency that called shekel those days. He bought half a shekel once a year in the month of Adar. That was the time from Rosh Chodesh Adar to Rosh Chodesh Adar. They gave a chance to the people. Some people rushed themselves right away The body the first day, some day, then the second day, third day. They give them a chance of 30 days. That they bring that money. Just put the money in large boxes. Millions of people come. He has many, 13 boxes in Beit HaMikdash. Very narrow from the top, wide at the bottom. Narrow at the top, and nobody can put his hand over there to take from the money. And they put those very, very large things. Everybody came. He saw how many people he has in the family. 10. He put 10 halves. That's 5. He put the 5 shekelim over there. Then, for every person, half a shekel. Now, by the time they came, millions of shekelim, they were there. What did they do with those shekelim? They went, they bought the animals that they supposed to offer on behalf of the people. The Kohanim took that money. They needed to spend today $100. They took the $100 from that money. They went, they bought 2 animals, 2 lambs. 1 lamb they offered it in the morning, 1 lamb in the afternoon. What they did, the process, how they did, and that I'm not going to, this is a special subject by itself. But they brought the animals on behalf of the people. And therefore the Kohanim were servants that they serve God, but at the same time they serve on behalf of all the people of Israel. Every animal that they bought from sharing from all the money of all the Jewish people. And they brought those animals every day too. 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon. If comes Shabbat, so in addition to these 2, you offer another 2 lambs. For what? For the Shabbat today. Don't we, on Shabbat, we eat extra meal, extra food? Listen, you want to eat extra food? And on the altar, which is the table of God, you don't offer more? Offer there more, even though your God doesn't eat, but you offer to show a sacrifice on behalf that you are ready to give away from your own to show that your closeness to God. God needs it. God doesn't need it. We offer meat. We offer flowers, which we make a bread from it. We offer oil. They put oil over there. They put wine. Usually a meal consists mainly of these things. Bread, meat, drinking. Delicious to put something to make it more interesting. They put dry without oil. Doesn't make any. Therefore you don't put. They put also the samim over there, different kind of good order to be. But that's what they do to show we sacrifice. I take some money from my pocket and spend it. To show that I'm ready to spend to show my love to God. God doesn't need it, it's a bonnet. God is not eating it. So burn it on the Mizbeah. Burn to show just that you're ready to spend for the sake of God, to show your love to God. This is the idea of a sacrifice. What means sacrifice? Sacrifice from what you have. Today I said, we don't have any sacrifices. How do we sacrifice today? We're not allowed to sacrifice. You have to have Beit HaMikdash. Our sacrifice today is the prayers. When we come to shul, we sacrifice. We steal a lot of time from our sleep. Oh, how much a person wait in summer. He goes to sleep late, tired, communications. He comes from far distance. He's knocked down. His back is broken. He's waiting to go to sleep. He comes late to sleep. He goes to sleep. The sweetest time to sleep is early in the morning. How good it is to be in bed and relax. All of a sudden, they go, get up, go to shul, run. Chilak, please. I called someone this week, I told him, get up. I said, yeah. Did you pray? Last night. I said, get up, please. Oh boy, let me sleep some more, I'm tired. But make sacrifice. At that time he said, tired, not tired, you have to get up. Shulchan Aruch said, Yitgaber baboker ka'ari, La'avodat bo'o. He should become so strong like a lion that he will wake up and because he wants to serve God. Anxious, waiting. Some others, they said they were waiting. They couldn't sleep. They had a sleepless night. And we ought to get up here. Is it already 5 o'clock? We have to go to shul. They think the whole night while they are sleeping, they think about 5 o'clock. We should get up. Every hour you see them, because they're so shaken at the mercy.
Is the reason that they gave the half a shekel because they wanted the mitzvah or because they needed the money?
No. The mitzvah for everyone that they would be the
person. Did they have to see the sacrifice? Or did they get
the
mitzvah just to give the...
There is a representative of the people that is here. There is a representative.
They appointed
in behalf of all the people. They appointed special people that they go to represent other people.
Okay.
And they stand there and they see how the sacrifice went on behalf of the people. That's a good question. This is a long process again to talk about this, but it's a long subject. And they did offer the sacrifices on behalf of all the people. When came Shabbat, besides the two lambs that they did of every day, they did those two lambs. They did additional two lambs. For Shabbat, the holiness of the Shabbat, you have to show the respect for the Shabbat. Can you imagine? The Torah said you are not allowed to slaughter animals on Shabbat. The Torah said you are not allowed to make fire on Shabbat. Many things the Torah said, don't hear. The Torah said, do. Take an animal, slaughter it on Shabbat in Beit HaMikdash. In Beit HaMikdash. A person comes and says, somebody will see me, I'm putting fire, Shema Israel, Halil Shabbat, the robber will condemn me, he wouldn't look at me. Here the robber says, do, put fire. What is it? God told us not to, God told us to do. And Beit HaMikdash you do. Today if a person sees a man very sick, all of a sudden needed to be taken to the hospital, there's nobody else to take. Or a man, woman, going to give birth, deliver. She has to be taken to the hospital for delivery. What's the answer? How can I Shabbat today? He wouldn't do it. He wants to be Hasid. Gemara called him Hasid Shote. Crazy Hasid. That means there is a craziness. When there is a need to save a life, you run to do it. That means, I told you not to do, and I'm telling you to do. This is the same thing, Korbanot and Beit HaMikdash, the sacrifice of Beit HaMikdash. Person should not become, all of a sudden, Hasid. I'm not allowed to do anything. No, do it. Shem said do it. Then you do a mitzvah, not Avera. This is the Korbanot of Shabbat. Suppose comes Rosh Chodesh on Shabbat. Oh, there is so much more. There is the Korbanot of every day. Two lambs of every day. Then there's two lambs of the Shabbat. Then there is 11 korbanot of Rosh Chodesh. You can't imagine. I'm not going to describe what are the korbanot. This means on Shabbat already, there is so many korbanot.
What do you have for two lambs on Shabbat?
Yeah,
one for Musaf.
Yeah, Musaf. Both of them Musaf. The two for Musaf. Instead of 1, 2.
But we always pray one prayer for Musaf.
The one prayer covers because we read of Yom HaShabbat Shenechev Asim B'Neshanah Temimim. So then Shenechev Asim, that's the Musaf. That's the additional. Then in Rosh Chodesh there's much more. Then sometimes Rosh Chodesh comes on Shabbat. You offer the animals of every day. You offer the animals of Shabbat. You offer the animals of Rosh Chodesh. Which one do you offer first?
Every day.
The second?
Musaf.
Which one? Rosh Chodesh or Shabbat?
Shabbat.
The third is Rosh Hawaii.
Shabbat come more often.
Uh-huh. Every day is every day. We say, there's an Hebrew saying, Tadir v'she'eno tadir, tadir kodem. If there's something that comes all the time, something that doesn't come all the time, which one do you food first, the one that comes all the time. More often comes ahead of others. Every day is more, comes more often than Shabbat. Shabbat comes more often than Rosh Chodesh, therefore you read, you sacrifice sacrifices for every day, and then the Shabbat, then Rosh Chodesh. Same thing in reading Torah. Today we read, instead of sacrifices, we read Torah on Shabbat. We bring Sefer Torah. Which Sefer Torah we read? Shabbat, Parashah of the week. There is also Rosh Chodesh. We read Rosh Chodesh. Which one do we read first? Parashah of the week or Rosh Chodesh? Parashah of the week, because Shabbat comes every week. Rosh Chodesh comes once a month. It's more often. Shabbat is more often. Therefore we read the Parashah of the week, then Rosh Chodesh. And if we come another occasion on Shabbat that it is Rosh Chodesh in it, like Rosh Hashanah, like Shabbat before Nisan, you know what it is, Shabbat HaChodesh. Then they bring once a year also, they read Megillah, Parashat HaChodesh. First Shabbat, then Rosh Chodesh, then Shabbat HaChodesh. So this is Tadir v'she'enot Tadir, Tadir Kodem. What comes more often comes first. All this I'm saying because I'm mentioning the sacrifices. The sacrifices come to show our love and closeness to God, that we're ready to take some money from our pocket and spend. Today that we don't have Beit HaMikdash. What do? We're ready to come, take a little time from our sleep, and go to pray. It's a real, even bigger sacrifice from that, taking money from the pocket. This, in winter, hey, a person says, the sweetest time to sleep, to be under the quilt and that, that's early in the morning. Mm-hmm. Here comes the rabbi, tells me, get up and go. That's, they look like, it's cruelty to tell us, get out of the quilt and go. Why, it's so good to stay here. Rabbi, the chila, give me a chance. I want to stay here a little. Now, this is what the Shulchan Aruch said, Yitgaber ka'ari la'avodat baro. And this is the, in Parashat Pinchas, there is all the sacrifices we offer every day. For Shabbat, for Chodesh. Then they give us the laws, how many sacrifices you make on the holiday of Pesach. Every day of Pesach, how much do you bring. Then they give us Shavuot. Then they give us Rosh Hashanah. Then they give us Kippur. They give us Sukkot, they give us Shemini Atzeret. Tell the last day of Shemini Atzeret all the Korbanot you're supposed to do. And they tell us where in Parashat Pinchas, every holiday. Where that comes from? The Day of Sorrows. We read Ben HaMetzarim. That's of the holidays. Very strange thing. Why is that? Come to tell you, look, you know that there is a custom has to do with the law. The law says that when it comes to Sha'a B'Av, the day before Sha'a B'Av Mincha, you don't say Anna, say Yishem. Just like a holiday. Sha'a B'Av is not a holiday, it's a day of sorrow. But we make it like, we treat it like a holiday. The day before, we don't say Anna. When comes the day of Sha'a B'Av, we don't say Anna. What happened? You have to say Anna double. What do you mean that say Anna? But at the end, there is one thing. Look at the belief that the Jewish people, their belief is so strong. They tell you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in the Bible, Ko Amar Hashem Tzevaot. Listen to the words of God, the prophet said. Tzom HaRevi'i. The first day that comes on the fourth month, which is Tammuz, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Tammuz is the fourth month. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. Now the fast that comes on the fourth month, and the fast that comes on the fifth month, which one is that? Sha'a B'Av. Av is the fifth month. And fast that comes on the seventh month, Tzom HaShavi'i, which one is that? Tzom Gedalia. The day after Rosh Hashanah we fast. And Tzom HaAsiri, the fast that comes on the tenth month. which one is that? Asara b'tevet. All these past, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Yehiyeh lebet Yehuda leyamim tovim, the mu'adim, would be holidays, ve'ha'emet ve'ha'shalom ehav. Only all what I want from you, to love the truth and peace, unity. Love the Torah, which is all truth. This is love of Torah and peace among the people. Unity will bring those days to become holidays. Which means the Torah promising us that Shavuot and Tammuz, instead of day of fast, will become a holiday. Tisha B'Av, instead of fast, will become a holiday. And the Midrash said, all the days between Shavuot and Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, the 3 weeks, you know what would be? Semi-holiday. Hol HaMoed, like Pesach and Sukkot. Pesach and Sukkot, it's only all together. Say Pesach 7 days, Sukkot 8 days. The intermediate, that's in the middle of the week, Hol HaMoed. We will have Hol HaMoed. The longest holiday in the future, in the time of Mashiach, will be from Shavuot Sabbat Tammuz to Tisha B'Av. First day is Yom Tov, no work. Now we're selling shoes. Now we sit.